People along the Florida Gulf Coast are bracing for Hurricane Ivan, which could hit the state tomorrow. Could also hit Louisiana or Alabama. Flooding causes a lot of the residential damage done by hurricanes, but flood insurance may be a wise investment even if you don't live in hurricane-prone areas. A quarter of all flood claims come from low to moderate risk areas. Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, spoke earlier with our friend Noah Adams to explain the ins and outs of flood insurance.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Which homeowners need flood insurance? How do you make the decision? And which ones can pass it up?
Well, you know, the government says most of us do need flood insurance, particularly if you know you live in an area prone to flooding, but also say you live in an area where there's new construction that can change the flow of water in that area and cause flooding in your home. So you really want to look where you live and talk to an insurance agent, because most basic homeowners policies do not cover flooding. So you have to buy separate flood insurance.
Flood insurance is different than your homeowner's insurance that would cover you if there were a plumbing failure, for example.
That's correct. And the only way to protect your property from flood losses is to purchase flood insurance, and you purchase that from the National Flood Insurance Program. There's a really great website that the government runs that I really recommend people go to find more information. It's www.floodsmart.gov. It has, in fact, you can type in your address and it'll tell you whether you're in an area in which you probably will need flood insurance.
The website again is FloodSmart. What?
Yes, it's www.floodsmart.gov.
.gov.com.
That's right.
Now, what does it cost you to be flood smart?
Well, the policies range depending on your area. So obviously, if you're in an area that has a lot of flooding, the policies are going to be more. But generally, under $400.
That would be a year.
A year, that's right. Could be more, again, depending on where you live, but it's not as expensive as some people think.
Now, what about the people in the East Coast, in the East, Florida and such, who are in the middle of hurricane season right now? Can you call the agency up and buy flood insurance?
In general, the policies do not take effect until 30 days after you purchase the flood insurance. So if you've got an announcement that says, hey, the hurricane is coming, it's probably too late for you to purchase the insurance. So you want to do this in advance of hurricane season. That's why it's important for all homeowners to take a look at their homeowner's insurance at least once a year to make sure they're covered. Make sure your basic policy covers replacement. And also, if you live in an area that may be prone to flooding, you want to get flood insurance. And again, even if you don't think you live in an area, I would go to that website, www.floodsmart.gov, type in your address, and see what they recommend in terms of whether you should get flood insurance.
And if you don't have the insurance and you're in a wet area, just go get the buckets, huh?
Get the buckets, get some mops, and I tell you, but listen, flooding is a big thing from homeowners. There's a lot of issues with mold, so you don't want to play around with this. You want to be proactive when it comes to this type of insurance.
Michelle Singletary writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. She's also the author of the book, 7 Money Mantras for a Richer Life. Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.